Hello and welcome to the Lectio Divina podcast, where we take the ancient practice of Lectio Divina and meditate and pray and sit with one of the scripture texts from the week. And this week we'll be sitting with Luke 7, 1 through 10. Before that, I have a few words from Richard Rohr, the book Things Hidden, Scripture is spirituality. A really short little thought here. Religion is largely populated by people afraid of hell. Spirituality begins to make sense to those who have been through hell, that is, who have drunk deeply of life's difficulties. Wisdom emerges from what you do with your pain. I'll read that again. Religion is largely populated by people afraid of hell. Spirituality begins to make sense to those who have been through hell. That is, who have drunk deeply of life's difficulties. Wisdom emerges from what you do with your pain. I can't help but think also that contemplative rhythms, at least for me, at times produces pain because I have to deny myself in some different ways when I'm sitting in silence, for instance, or slowing down. It's almost like a small death to sit in silence and then wait for God to do something with this silence or this slowing down or this quiet. So there's the pain that comes from life that all of us, every single one of us, experiences. It's not a matter of if we'll have pain in life. We will have pain in all kinds of ways. But in the contemplative life, we actually move towards the pain of silence, of little deaths, of letting go, because we trust that God will give us a peace that's deeper than anything that we can produce on our own. Sometimes that peace comes and sometimes it doesn't, but over time, God uses these little deaths, these setting aside of our agendas, and the pain that comes from that. God uses that to grow our hearts bigger, to grow our lives, our soul, our personhood bigger, and more established and rooted in God's love. Anyway, those are just a few thoughts I had for today before we begin with our scripture. And before that, even let's just take a few moments now to slow down. I invite you to find a comfortable position to maybe stretch a little bit before you become still. A lot of times, people hold tension in their necks or their shoulders and their backs. Find a way to sit still, sitting up straight with feet on the floor, eyes closed. Release the tension in your back. Maybe roll your shoulders back to allow that tension to come out and relax your jaw and your hips. Often those are places of held tension as well. And take a few deep breaths, breathing in the goodness of life that God provides through the breath. And then breathing out, letting go. Letting go by breathing out completely. Do that at two or three times. And then in the time that follows during the music, I invite you to turn towards God and state your intention to this God of love. State your intention and make a welcome to this spirit who is with you, and just breathe, relax, and center. I'm reading from the Message Bible. Again, it's Luke 7, 1 through 10, and I just invite you to become acquainted with this story the first time through. When he finished speaking to the people, he entered Capernaum. A Roman captain there had a servant who was on his deathbed. He prized him highly and didn't want to lose him. When he heard Jesus was back, he sent leaders from the Jewish community asking him to come and heal his servant. They came to Jesus and urged him to do it, saying, "He deserves this. He loves our people. He even built our meeting place." Jesus went with them. When he was still quite far from the house, the captain sent friends to tell him, "Master, you don't have to go through all this trouble. I'm not that good of a person, you know. I'd be embarrassed for you to come to my house, even embarrassed to come to you in person. Just give the order, and my servant will get well. I'm a man under orders. I also give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes, another, come, and he comes. My slave, do this, and he does it." Taken aback, Jesus addressed the accompanying crowd, "I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust anywhere in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know about God and how he works." When the messengers got back home, they found the servant up and well. I'll read the text two more times, and as usual, I invite you to notice if there's a word or a phrase that's given as a gift from God's Spirit to you. No need to make anything happen. Just see if a word or a phrase seems to highlight itself to you. When he finished speaking to the people, he entered Capernaum. A Roman captain there had a servant who was on his deathbed. He prized him highly and didn't want to lose him. When he heard Jesus was back, he sent leaders from the Jewish community asking him to come and heal his servant. They came to Jesus and urged him to do it, saying, "He deserves this. He loves our people. He even built our meeting place." Jesus went with them. When he was still quite far from the house, the captain sent friends to tell him, "Master, you don't have to go to all this trouble. I'm not that good a person, you know. I'd be embarrassed for you to come to my house, even embarrassed to come to you in person. Just give the order, and my servant will get well. I'm a man under orders. I also give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. Another, come, and he comes. My slave, do this, and he does it." Taken aback, Jesus addressed the accompanying crowd, "I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust anywhere in Israel, the very people who are supposed to know about God and how he works." When the messengers got back home, They found the servant up and well. As usual, if you need more time of silence between the readings, always remember to just hit the pause button and then move forward. I'll read the last time around here. When he finished speaking to the people, he entered Capernaum. A Roman captain there had a servant who was on his deathbed. He prized him highly and didn't want to lose him. When he heard Jesus was back, he sent leaders from the Jewish community, asking him to come and heal his servant. They came to Jesus and urged him to do it, saying, "He deserves this. He loves our people. He even built our meeting place." Jesus went with them. When he was still quite far from the house, the captain sent friends to tell him, "Master, you don't have to go to all this trouble. I'm not that good a person, you know. I'd be embarrassed for you to come to my house, even embarrassed to come to you in person. Just give the order, and my servant will get well. I'm a man under orders. I also give orders. I tell a soldier to go, and he goes. Another come, and he comes. My slave, do this, and he does it." Taken aback, Jesus addressed the accompanying crowd. "I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust anywhere in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know about God and how he works." When the messengers got back home, they found the servant up and well. Take some time now and meditate, ponder, savor whatever was given to you. Consider it from all different vantage points, what this word, this phrase, maybe it was an image that stayed with you, what it is, what its tone is, who's involved, what colors are involved, what is the objective reality of this gift that has been given. And then shift gears after some pondering of that to asking the Spirit of God to unveil how this is a gift for you, specifically you, this day, in this moment. Wait for God's response and test whatever it is that comes to you in this time of message receiving. Just kind of test it by staying with it and asking God for guidance in how to apply this, this nourishment to your life. Don't rush through any of this. And then be sure to take some time for just being still and silent for a few minutes before moving on with your day. In the presence of God, just conclude your time with breathing and being still and noticing just the peace that might come. It may not, but it might come from being still with the presence of God. Whatever you experience, it is all usable by the Spirit of love, who wants to guide you, transform you, nourish you to be the person you were most meant to be. Towards that end, God's love is deeply and eternally helpful for each of us. Thank you for joining me. May you know that God loves you and that God is with you in this very moment, in this very day. Christ's peace.